This week, we've been trying to find out what happened to some of the people we heard about early on in the disaster. 10 days ago, a young man named Kem Cooper, who had been evacuated from New Orleans, told us about his search for his 18-month-old daughter, Kim Treese, and her mother, Michelle Thompson. He had just registered online with the Red Cross at the Houston Astrodome.
I went on email. I went up in here. I done left my name on the bulletin board. The good, they got the list of people. I got my name on the list. So I done everything that these people in there have you to do.
For days, there was no word. Then Michelle Thompson called the Red Cross from Atlanta and entered her information. Kem saw it online and called her up. We spoke to her today. She and the baby and five other family members could not get out of the city before the hurricane because they had no car. So they went to her sister's apartment in East New Orleans before the flooding, and they spent 4 days there waiting to be rescued.
Every time, like, the helicopters, when they did come, they wasn't paying us no mind. So the woman across from us started, like, yelling loud because she saw boats coming, and the boats came and rescued us. But we had to, like, climb out the second-floor window.
Wow. Were you concerned about your daughter at that time?
Yes, she was sick. Sweating. They had no air whatsoever. Everybody was just sweating. And it was real hot in there, and they have nothing to eat. Everybody was weak, sick.
Then you were taken out by boat.
Yes.
Where did they take you?
By this bridge. When they dropped us off by the bridge, they was like they rescued other people first. So there had a lot of people in the boat with us. Then they put us out by the bridge, and they had food and stuff there, so we ate what we could there, and then the Army people, they picked us up, and we went to the convention center.
How long did you stay at the convention center?
3 days.
3 days at the convention center. Now, we've heard accounts of what life was like in the convention center, and it sounds like it was horrible.
Yes, it was. When we first got there, it was crowded. There were people everywhere, and it was like, we had to like sleep on floors. We didn't really have nothing. All we had with us was our clothes and stuff. So we had to sleep on the carpet that they already had on the floor at the convention center. And the carpets were, like, really dirty. People, they had, like, dead bodies upstairs. And the second floor was on fire twice. And nobody wasn't really sleeping. Everybody, they stood up for hours. That people slept outside. The bathrooms were horrible. So everybody was just using the bathroom everywhere else except for the bathrooms.
Well, finally, you were evacuated from the convention center?
Yes. When we got there, they told us 7:30 in the morning that the buses was going to come and take us to Houston, Texas. But it didn't happen like they said it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't go to Texas after that?
No, they said it was too crowded, so they took us to Arkansas. But when we went to Arkansas, I got in touch with my oldest sister and my other sister, and they thought we were, like, dead or whatever. So my sister came down to Arkansas and brought us down here in Atlanta.
Do you intend to see Kem anytime soon, or is that...
I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't have no way of... I don't know.
You can't get to Houston in any way? No.
Well,
what does the family think? Do you think you're heading back for New Orleans?
I'm not, but everybody else seems to want to go back. Well, I don't think I'm going to go back.
Why do you think differently from the rest of the family? What's the difference?
Because I don't see no sense. Everything they haven't done, I don't want to go back down there.
That's Michelle Thompson speaking to us from her sister's home in Atlanta, Georgia, about how she got out of New Orleans and how she learned the whereabouts of her baby's father, Kem Cooper. We talked with Kem Cooper 10 days ago.